The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing, and Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All right. Ginger or Marianne? All right, all Mariannes, raise your hand. Yes, I'm not surprised. All gingers, raise their hand. All the people that have no clue what I'm talking about, raise your hand. All right. There was a show called, if you have to explain your examples, you might as well give it up as a preacher. There was a show called Gilligan's Island. There were two women, Ginger and Marianne. One was one way, another was another way. And so for a long time, many years thereafter, on TV land, people either chose Ginger or Marianne. All right. Today's gospel, we're going to start with last week's gospel. Do you remember last week's gospel? All right. There was a man going down the road playing Pokemon Go when he fell into a ditch. Yeah, the Marianne thing didn't work in the early service either, so I decided to get a little more modern here. So he fell into a ditch, and a priest passed by, a Levite passed by, and finally a Samaritan, someone who was not well thought of, stopped and helped the man. And not only did he help him, but he left 2 denarii, which in today's equivalent is leaving your credit card at the inn and saying, "Whatever he wants, give it to him. Spare no expense, and if you need more, I'll give you another card." Who would do that here? No one, right? No one's going to do that. But Jesus says, what was the first question, by the way? What was the first question that started this section of the passage last week? No, last question. What was the first question? How do I inherit eternal life? Isn't that the question? How do I inherit eternal life? Isn't that a question we all want to ask? And so he asks that question, and Jesus says, tells this story. And that doesn't appear to help the guy. So Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength." And the second is like unto it. And so the lawyer says, "Who's your neighbor?" Now, I don't take a hard view of this. I think maybe the lawyer was just trying to figure out what he was supposed to do, like any of us would. What am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to, help? And so, love your neighbor as yourself, and that's pretty much everybody. And so this is what you're supposed to do. The good guy is going to do something, right? The good guy is going to do something. You see a guy in the road, what do? Help him. We've all got this down now, right? We've learned this valuable lesson. Now, Luke put this together. These were two stories, last week's gospel and this week's gospel. These were two stories put together. Okay, so last week's story is you got to go do something. This week's story is? This week's story is don't do anything. All right, so this gets a little confusing, right? I'll try again. Do you guys remember the movie City Slickers? All right. City Slickers was a movie, and there was a trail boss named Curly, who was played by Jack Palance of one-arm push-up fame. And Billy Crystal played Mitch. And they go out to get ready to go out, and Curly says, "All you dudes come out here, and you're looking for the meaning of life. And the meaning of life is just one thing." Billy Crystal asks, "What is that one thing?" And Curly replies, "That's what you're here to find out." And that's what Jesus says to us, you know. What is that one thing? Is it doing? Is that what the one thing is? Is it doing? Maybe not. Now, I want to say a word about this lesson. This has nothing to do with the sermon, but it's really a good piece that most people miss because it's not something we normally preach on. There are two really interesting things that happen in this. Martha and Mary are both, in modern parlance, gender benders. Okay? That in the first place, who greets Jesus at the door? Martha. Okay, Martha greets Jesus at the door. No woman ever greets anybody at the door in Jesus' time. That's a male role. Okay? So that's Martha. So now you got Mary. When the rabbi came to the house, in order to get fed, the rabbi had to earn his meal. And the way he earned his meal was he taught, who did he teach? The men. Who's he teaching in this lesson? Mary. And so you have Jesus once again expanding people's understanding of what the kingdom of God is in this story in ways that we don't get now because it's not our culture and it's not something that makes sense to us. But I just wanted to point that out before I go on with the story. So now we have Martha in the kitchen and we have Mary at the feet of Jesus. We've got the story before that tells us that we should do something, and yet this story says that Mary has chosen the better part by not doing anything, and we're all very confused. All right. But I think what we miss is not that we ought not to do anything, but rather that there's a preparatory step before we do something. And what's that preparatory step? That preparatory step is sitting at the feet of Jesus. Unless we sit at the feet of Jesus, we are never going to get anywhere in what we do. We're just going to be like Martha, running around doing all kinds of crazy stuff without any point to it. That before we do stuff, we have to be centered. And the only way that we can be centered is by sitting at the feet of Jesus. Or in my particular spiritual discipline, by centering. If we center, then out of that center can come our action. So Mary has chosen the better part, sitting at the feet of Jesus. And maybe if we imagine an ending of the story that's not there, maybe after the dinner, Mary then gets up and does the dishes while Martha sits with Jesus. Amen.